Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean toward you.
She never had any money, right? And yes, she does work a full-time job. She said she doesn't make enough money to save money, right? So I wanted to just give a few tips this morning about the saving money piece is that you will be amazed at what you would save when you sacrifice spending in some other areas, right? Starbucks coffee is about $4, right? Dunkin' Donuts will run you about $2 or $3. Breakfast every morning can run you about $6 or $7. If you are working in corporate America, you know, like if you work a 9-to-5, a lot of times you may eat in your building. You may get breakfast on your way to work. You saw the shoes on sale when Belk had their 60% off. I'm just trying to give some examples because all of these things actually will, if you sacrifice, you can actually save money. So try and take 6 months of not buying anything that you want. And only provide yourself with what it is that you need. Because there is a difference between a need and a want. So you need that inner voice to talk to you a little bit to help you figure out, do you need those items or do you want those items? Most of the times, they're things that we want, right? You may have seen a nice bag that you want. And I'm particularly, yes, women, I am talking to you because we are a little more frivolous with our spending most times than men are. So I want, again, try to save $5, $10. You know, when I hear people say, well, I don't make enough money to save. If you get a paycheck of any sort, if you make money of any sort, you have enough money to save because you save 10% of whatever your earnings are. Okay, guys? 10% of whatever you earned, okay? So every time you make a dollar, whether you are an entrepreneur, business owner, you're in a 9-to-5, try to save 10% because you definitely need to have an emergency fund. I had a show about this a couple of weeks ago talking about the importance of having an emergency fund and why you need to save money because also things do happen. So if you spend up all your money, you can continuously to tell yourself you don't have any money to save, you start to believe what you're actually saying. So start out, the goal is to get started. So start saving $10. Doesn't sound like a lot. I know a lot of banks are now doing the keep the change. I know one of my banks, Bank of America, they do keep the change. So basically every time I spend money or use my debit card, they round it off and to the next dollar. And you'll be amazed that every time you use your card and they round it off, money goes directly into your savings account. Again, the goal is to get started. So you have to sacrifice in some areas. So what you should do, not for 2018, as we all are so hyped about 2018, start changing that now. Look at some of the things that you spend. Go look at your bank account and look at some of the things that you use your debit card for and see where you can cut some things out. You might not can't go with the girls this weekend and do that fabulous dinner that you guys do. You may can't even go to the movies and spend $14 or $24 if you're going to eat, you know, get popcorn and so forth, refreshment. Be mindful how you're spending your money to be able to save money. So if you don't have a savings account, of course you need to get one. All of my entrepreneurs out there, my business owners, hopefully that you do have an IRA of some sort, that you are retirement in a savings account that you're saving money, and it should not be combined with your personal account. It should be something totally different. So that is my motivational tip for this Monday. To start saving money, you have to start. That's how you start. $5 or $10. Every time some funds go through your hands, $10, $20, I propose 10% of whatever your earnings are, put it in a savings account. When you get that flat tire, then you will have money to be able to replace the tire, okay? You won't be a damsel in distress, okay, because you can't afford to get yourself a tire. These things are important. And, hey, my adult women, I'm hoping that we are practicing a lot of these things and not just out here frivolously spending your money. And I want to give you a quick example. When I started my business back in 2007, I was a shopper. You know, I spend less money now that I have money than I did when I didn't have any. So, you know, I look back on my life and I try to figure out where did I get that kind of money to spend back then. So, but what I did for one year, guys, I did not buy nothing that I did not need. I didn't buy bags, shoes. It was so I packed my lunch because to save sometimes you can go to the grocery store. That's the best way to save money. Eating out every day is very costly. But I did that for 1 year. Now, was it easy? No, because to be able to do that, you have to change your mindset. Okay, you're not going to just be able to wake up tomorrow and change your entire life how you're spending your money. You have to change your mindset first, as we always talk about. So for that 1 year, I definitely saved over $14,000. Now, that may not sound like a lot to some folks, but that was a lot for me with the poor spending habit that I had back then. So just give you an example of some of the things that you can cut out. And guys, we know there's a lot of the things we don't want to cut out because that's a part of our being, that's a part of our life. But set a goal, 6 months to a year, buy only what you need, not what you want, okay? All right, so that's a motivational tip for today. In the studio with us today, we have the lovely Brandy Fox from Pamper Us Mobile Salon. I am so excited. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am doing as good as I can on a Monday morning. Girl.
I understand. It is quite early, guys. You know how we do here at Motivate My Life Radio. We get started early because you need your motivational tips as early as possible to jumpstart your week. Well, Brandy, I want to thank you for joining us this morning in the studio. We definitely want to talk about Pamper Us Mobile Services, who Brandy is, the motivation behind your business, because I'm sure there are tons and tons of listeners that can utilize some of the information from your entrepreneurial journey. So if you can talk a little bit about, who is Brandy? Where are you from? You know, originally where are you from? We'll talk a little bit about that first.
Okay. Well, I am originally from South Point, North Carolina. Born, But I moved down here to Charlotte when I was about 9, and I've been here ever since. So I actually do consider myself a Charlotte native.
Okay.
I take it home. I mean, elementary up. So I love Charlotte. When I got here, I loved it. It's definitely a big difference from the 336 area, you know. But I just loved it. I always have. I'm a graduate of West Charlotte Senior High School.
Okay.
Guest of the day. I am a big advocate for the school overall, black girls in general, supporting those populations that don't have that support. That just keeps me going. So I love West Charlotte. That's my school. No other alumni like it. And I'm a graduate of UNC Charlotte, 2012, in social work.
Nice. Social work. So now you graduated in, you know, social work.
Yeah.
And you, at some point, decided that it was time for you to spread your wings into entrepreneurship and becoming a business owner. Tell us a little bit about how did Pamper Us Mobile come about. Now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you had another massage salon before you actually became mobile. Is that correct?
Well, how it worked is, I actually started off mobile. Okay. That was my plan. I wanted to create something that was a little bit different because anybody can go into a brick and mortar spa and get a massage. But at that time, when I started my business in 2011, there wasn't any mobile. And the idea came from Valentine's Day 2011. My husband had got one of his friends that had graduated from massage therapy school. He was looking for the client. So my husband was like, hey, you know, Valentine's Day, come to the house. So his friend came, brought the table, gave us our massage, and that was my first massage, too. I was like, oh, my God, babe, this is so amazing. Like, having a massage therapist come to your house, and you don't have to leave.
Yes.
I think this should be a business. So my husband, he likes jobs. He, you know, I don't handle people that, like, entrepreneurship is not for everybody. So my husband, he likes the 9-to-5. He likes hours. That's the thing. So he was like, hey, go ahead, do it, knock it out. So I'm like, all right, fine, and I am. So I took that next month, literally. In addition to school, working, I just got married and had my daughter.
Wow.
Yeah. But I felt it like, I don't know, it's like something like this is a good idea. So that next month, I took about 5 to 6 hours every day, and I just kind of researched, like, you know, just to make sure there was nothing out there, find anything on it. So it was no other business like that out here. Couldn't find anything. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. So March 18th, you know, back then, that's when you had to actually go get a business license downtown. So March 18th, I went down there, rented up my little camper and small massage service, got my first massage therapist, started with one, and we've been rolling ever since.
Nice. Now, I have to, you know, definitely I want to piggyback on, you know, having that type of service at your home. I love that idea. Because there's nothing for me more catering than someone coming to your home to provide a massage service, okay? And that's a good way for me to get my husband involved because my husband, he don't care about all that stuff. But to have someone come to our home, that's one way to be able to have him actually be on board with getting the massage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us some of the services that you do offer with Pamper Us Mobile Brand.
Currently offer massage therapy, private chef services, and we also contract great companies that offer massage and paint parties and spirit parties. So kind of anything you need, spa related or farm related, we can bring to your door.
Nice. Now, and we're going to get back to some of Pamper Us Mobile services before we wrap the show up, guys. So that way, if you need to reach out to Brandy and her team, we're going to also let you know how you can do that. But Brandy, let's talk about this entrepreneur journey.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because I know that, you know, you started your business some years ago and, you know, you had that vision based off, you know, someone coming to your home and providing you massage services, and you had that vision and that light bulb went off that, you know, hey, this is a business. One thing I want to say, guys, that Brandy said that's really important. She did her research. And that's what a lot of our entrepreneurs don't do. She got out there and she did her research before she started her business. And I think that's important. But let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges, because I'm sure there were some challenges during your because I tell folks, if you had a successful business now, I don't care if it's a brick or mortar, if it's a service, if it's a product, whatever it is that you're offering, if it's successful now, you hit some failures. Because with failure comes success, okay? So let's talk a little bit about some of your triumphs and challenges.
Definitely. I would say the main challenge was having my business as a hobby because it just started. I was still working full time.
Mm.
So when I first started, like I said, I was still in school, getting my bachelor's in social work, then transitioned into a full time social work position, and it also included having a son as well. So throughout that beginning part, it was a lot of things, just regular life stuff that kind of, you know, hit me all at one time. But I knew that I had a great product because I was getting clients. And that's what minimal, like, marketing stuff, just because I didn't have the time. There were people that were connected with me and they agreed with what I did. So the biggest thing was balance, trying to find that balance between being a good wife, being a good mother, being the best entrepreneur, you know, just everything. And I love to be the best. Anything I do, I'm going for it. You know, this is how my parents raised me. If you're going to do it all the way. So trying to do that in all areas of my life was crazy. But I knew what I wanted. I knew that working for somebody else my entire life, having somebody else control those type of aspects of my life, I knew that that wasn't for me. So the main triumph was balance, being a mother and balancing everything. The second is getting a whole new business concept out of there. The hard thing about doing something, being the original in something, is that you have nobody else to follow. There was nobody else that I can kind of call, talk to, oh, hey, how did this work for you? I didn't have that. So everything I did was literally trial and error. Like, let me throw this out here and see how the people receive it. If it didn't hit, then I'll just change it.
Mm.
So I feel like that made the process a little bit longer and getting to where I wanted to be because I really didn't know. I was trying to just blind faith every time. So that was another challenge, being the original, not having anybody else to talk to about it. I would say the third challenge was making a decision on if I wanted this to be my life.
Mm.
Once you make that decision, it's got to have to be actions that follow that. So I'm like, all right, do I want to be, because my attorney's been a licensed clinical social worker. I was like, all right, I can be a licensed clinical social worker. I might just start a practice. Is that my passion? And I feel like I probably could have been good at it. I mean, business owner, I was already doing the social work portion, kind of just putting it together. But I knew that wasn't my passion. And I'm big about passion. Anything that I do, I have to have a love for.
And you know, Brandy, because it's hard to do something sometimes if it's not your passion, but more importantly, if it's not your gift.
Exactly.
Because that's important too. And so you do have those moments as a business owner where you say, you know what, it looks a lot easier if I just either go back to work, okay, again, allowing somebody to control my life in a sense because that's what we're doing, or I can take this failure and use it to keep moving forward, okay? And that's a lot of things. That's why I say entrepreneurship is not for everybody. Building a business is not for everybody. It takes a lot of, you know, hard work to build a business because you're going to hit roadblocks. You're going to hit obstacles. So when you hit these roadblocks and these obstacles, Brandy, it sounds like that you basically not necessarily had a plan how you're going to get past them or around them. You dealt with them to keep pressing forward. What was that pivotal moment where you said, I'm going to do this business and I'm going to keep growing it and it's no longer going to be a hobby? This is going to be my way of life. I'm going to provide these massage services to my clients, and I am going to have a successful business in doing it. At what moment in your life did you feel like I'm going to keep going when you hit those roadblocks, those moments when you wanted to quit?
I already know. I said you like an epiphany. But I would say I was in a program, Women Entrepreneurs 2.0, and we had a pitch competition, Stiletto Boss University. So this is right after I had my son. I had to take time off the business. It wasn't bouncing back the way I needed to. So they had a whole female pitch competition, and I told myself when I did it, I was like, this is kind of like my crossroads. I was like, if I win this, because if you won, you got $1,000 grant for your business. So as a small business owner, $1,000, that, you know, that's new everything. So I was like, if I win, I'm gonna go with Pampers. I'm gonna give Pampers everything I got. I'm going. If I lose, I'm gonna close down shop, and I'm just gonna focus on being a licensed construction worker. So I did the pitch competition. I ended up winning. I got my $1,000, and I literally took it all and put it into my business.
So that's when you knew at that moment. Thank you, God, for showing me. Okay, because, God, believe it or not, you got to sometimes sit and be still.
Yes.
Okay? We get so excited about all these plans of how we're going to, because it looks good, right, and how we're going to do things, and you sometimes have to go and be still. And, you know, they always say, if you want to make God laugh, tell him what your plans are. Okay?
I just kind of sit back. When I was younger, I was like that, just running, like, trying to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when I took that time, like you said, and sat back, I'm like, Lord, let me know through this what I need to do. And that was the most positive change in everything in my business. I changed my mindset,
nice.
Everything.
Now, guys, you hear that? Because we talk a lot here, Motivate My Life Radio, about change your mindset. Because if you don't change your mindset, okay, when you are doing something new, okay, when you're starting a new era in your life, if you don't change your mindset, guess what, guys? Nothing's going to change. We talk about that all the time. You know, Brandy, it's the same thing when folks say that they're going to lose weight. And we're going to talk a little bit, too, guys, about Brandy's weight loss journey, because I think that's really important as well. But, you know, guys will say they're going to lose weight, and nothing happens because they don't set realistic goals and they don't change their mindset. It doesn't matter what you go and do, what you go and write down, if you don't change your mindset, nothing's going to change for you externally. So let's talk a little bit about Brandy's weight loss journey as well, because all of this, to me, is a part of her success story as an entrepreneur. Now, I've known Brandy for quite a few years now,
mm-hmm.
and Brandy has done an amazing, I don't have a before and after for you guys, but I will share one on social media after the show, let you guys see Brandy's before and after, and hopefully that can motivate someone as well. But Brandy, let's talk a little bit about that moment, because you, as a mother, as a wife, you know, as a business owner, starting a business, trying to transition it from a hobby to a business, and you trying to, you know, get into a healthy lifestyle, because I definitely wouldn't call it a diet. I would call it a healthy lifestyle as far as what you did. Tell us a little bit about that moment when you felt that, okay, not just the weight loss, which we all love, we love the results of living a healthy lifestyle. But what was it that, what triggered in your mind to change your mindset to get that weight off, to become healthy, to live, to change your lifestyle overall? Like, what triggered you to do that?
Well, growing up, I've always been active. My mom and dad kept me and my sister a lot of activity to make sure that we stay active. So with that, y'all know, if you're not married and you get married, it's like the freshman 15 in college, but it's like,
and I was a test today.
So you just get married, you all in love, you're cooking, you're eating, the baby, and it just got out of control. Like, we were not living life. And then one day, like, I just felt my health, like, my body, I felt bigger, my clothes, I didn't like the way I looked, I didn't like the way I felt, I was tired all the time. So one day, I just kind of got on the scale, checked my weight, and I ain't changed. That thing had a lump in 305, and I just couldn't believe it, like, because when you're bigger and you've always been bigger, it kind of sneaks up on you because you're used to being a certain size.
Mm-hmm.
I was used to wearing, like, yoga pants tight. When you don't really mm-hmm. see the expansion, when mm-hmm. you don't wear jeans and stuff all the time,
yes.
you don't feel it because it stretches to how you feel. So I got on the scale. I saw 305, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, this is it.
Wow.
So I joined. My first step was actually joining Walk Before You Run, which is the starter program for Black Girls Run. I joined that. And it was amazing. They basically taught us how to run. So I went from not running at all to a ride just by training every week. So from that, I transitioned to Black Girls Run. I really started changing my eating habits. I really started trying to focus on becoming a better me, because outside of the weight loss and looking better, it kind of tied to my overall process of being a better person in general. Because I feel like I need to get that internal in check. Because if you think about it, any type of person that's making a lot of money, these successful businesses, if you read their stories, the first thing they're doing in the morning is working out. They meditate, work out, then they start their day.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how I start my day.
Yeah.
So you're exactly right. And I know a lot of folks, and it's okay because, guys, I know some of you may not even understand how this works hand in hand as far as changing the way that you live to go along with your lifestyle. Because becoming a business owner, Brandy, is correct, an entrepreneur, and this is not just, of course, for entrepreneurs or business owners what we're talking about, but this is Brandy's story on how she got to becoming living a healthier lifestyle. So, Brandy, can you tell, like, the listeners, when you got on that scale
mm-hmm.
and you saw, was it 305?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you imagine? You know, and I know some of you out there can relate to this story, can relate to the story about being married and gaining weight. I know that, you know, right now today, I'm probably about a good 15 pounds heavier than I was when I got married. So, and I got married four years ago. So, you know, you do start to get comfortable with your life.
Mm-hmm.
But to prevent diseases and all those things, and you hear Brandy said that she didn't feel right. You know, you probably was tired all the time. And, yeah, and guys, you need your energy. When you start a business, you need all your energy. And that has a lot to do with what you eat,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And the lifestyle that you're living.
Exactly.
Correct.
And I made it a priority. That's the thing. People always, that's the first thing I did. Like, once I lost my weight, a lot of people kind of hit me up. Like, they were like, oh, I want to train. I want to work with you. Number one, that is not my calling. Please do not ask me. I have an amazing personal trainer that I use that keeps me in check. If y'all need it, let me know. I can refer you. But you got to get a team in place with you. Because it's harder to do it by yourself. But if you got people that are with that healthy lifestyle, or even if you got one person that kind of supports you when you're feeling like you're going down, it's all about having a team in place for that healthier lifestyle.
I totally agree with that because I think that it's motivation. You know, even for me, I joined my trainers are at Please Believe Fit here in Charlotte. And for me, I work out by myself. So I have to make sure that I motivate myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a lifestyle. So, you know, a week can't go by, 2 days can't go by. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute, I didn't work out. I have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it became a lifestyle. I think we make excuses for things that we really don't want to do. Let's be real here. You want to work out? You want to get some drinks, girl? Let's go get some drinks. Working out sounds boring, but so again, it's like anything else. You have to change your lifestyle overall, your mindset, to incorporate a workout regimen. Now, Brandy, let's get a little bit back. And guys, she looks fabulous. And again, I am going to share a before and after photo. Brandy don't mind us sharing her weight loss journey just so you guys can see where she came from and where she is. I think it's absolutely amazing. Let's get a little bit back to Pamper Us Mobile. Now, you also, of course, I'm sure you guys do couple massages and things of that nature.
Yes. We do a little bit of everything in the massage therapy. We do Swedish, deep tissue, prenatal. We do, if you're about to have a baby, we can help you out on that last-minute process, and we also do postpartum after your 6 weeks. I know you can't leave the house. You got the new baby. You can have nails, makeup, massages, all in your house simultaneously at one time. And the goal behind Pampers really was to offer luxury at a fraction of the cost. Actually, that was our slogan when we first started, because when people think about in-home spa services, they automatically think, like, it's expensive. It's going to take me 3-4 paychecks. It's going to take me this many paychecks. But it doesn't have to be expensive. I took a expensive luxury thought of content and I made it affordable for anybody.
Nice.
And being able to make payments, I thought about the middle class person in line.
Nice.
So you can make payments where you can take 2 paychecks and you can pay for your service. Because I know how it is. Me and my husband have been together for a long time. We've been from having to save up to do stuff to just being able to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure that anybody can be able to experience luxury in their home.
And, guys, that's the important piece that I would say that I like Pamper Us Mobile is that they're catering to everyone. So, which, well, and then And then when I say everyone, let me take that back. They're catering to an audience, to make it more affordable. Because everybody can't, you know, afford your $100 Swedish Meatballs, okay? And then you have a lot of big franchises. To me, I won't call any names, of course, since we're on the air. But you have a lot of big franchises, too, that as big as they are, they don't offer quality service. And I think quality service, to me, is way more important than me going to a big, known, well-named franchise entity. What's your thoughts on that, Brent?
Definitely. That is one thing that I love about my company is the quality, and that's what I like to do. I don't just hire people that's in a specific field. I look for people who love what they do. I have interviewed and received services from everybody, just about everybody that works with me, besides therapists, everyone besides therapists. And I do that because I want to know if I won't have you work on me, I'm definitely not going to send you out to anybody else's house. Compared to other companies, if you have your license and you're available, they'll hire you.
Mm-hmm.
I want the best. So when I build people, I want people who say, I love what I do. It makes me happy to see my clients happy because I know that's how I feel, and I know that's what they're going to give to the clients when they perform the service.
Well, too, you want people to call you back.
Exactly.
You want people because, you guys, y'all know we live in a world now where you can go out there on Yelp and Google, and you can get these reviews. And people actually go and look at this stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay? Me too. I mean, before I buy anything now, I go look at the reviews. Before I stay at a hotel, I go look at the reviews. You know, before I even go to a dealership to purchase a vehicle, I go look at the reviews of people's experiences. So people do talk about their experiences. So I think for me, I rather have, you know, the small rim of clients that I'm providing exceptional customer service to, where they're coming back to me, they're giving me referrals, opposed to having this big, well-known company that I'm running, but I'm giving poor quality service. So that's what I tell you, customer service has gone out the window these days.
That's amazing. When I check, like, when I review my cases and serve, when I read the emails, to see what interaction between my employees that directly contact my clients, crazy with how excited people get. Just for us calling them back the same day. Like, they're like, oh my God, thank you so much for calling me back. I don't think nobody really, like, people don't call people back. You own a whole business and you're not catering to the people who make or break your business.
And Brandy, I'm going to give a piece of advice on that. As this is on the business code side, guys, you need to set some type of realistic goal that you need to reply back to your customer within 24 hours.
Yep.
And
That's just
8 hours is pushing it, but 24 hours, I think is ideal. We all know everybody gets tired of everybody get busy. If you are running the company and you don't have a support team or what have you, maybe you can hire an intern.
Please get a support team.
Yeah, because you can't keep growing without one. We talked about that on a previous show, how you want to be everything in your business. You just can't be the marketing person, the graphic person, the receptionist, the admin, and also run your company, business development, you know, getting new business, new client. You can't do it all and still grow a business. So I think what happens is some of us are so, you know, we'll be cheap with that stuff. We're going to spend our money on things that don't make us money, okay? We'll invest in those things that don't give us a return. But what we won't invest in is something that will give us a return in the long run because we don't have the patience to wait for the reward. So if it's not happening right now, a lot of times we are not interested in investing. You know, you think about sometimes, you know, for services that people offer to grow their businesses, and they won't pay for it because in their mind, I can't see the reward today, right? But you supposed to invest in your business, and you're going to see that you're going to reap the reward at some point. And hiring a team is really important. At what point for you, Brandy, did you realize, like, okay, we need? How long was it before you said, okay, I have to get some support in here?
For me, it was right after I went full time. I left my full time last year, 4th of July, my official Independence Day. I celebrate it differently now. But last year, I would say, so about December, first of the year, I don't know what happened. I don't know. Temper has January, I remember my phone blowing up, emails blowing up, and I wasn't ready. I'm not even going to lie. I was not prepared for the amount of business that came in at one time. So I'm panicking. I'm trying to write down stuff. Because I didn't have a system in place because I hadn't had that much business at one time. So I'm panicking. I'm trying to keep my customer service up, but at this time, it's just me. So I was like, you know what, Brady? You need to hire an assistant. So, of course, you go through that first thing, which is, can I afford an assistant? So I'm like, you can be cheap. But I really needed help. I really started thinking about, like, I needed help. So I was like, you know what, beginning, I can't not have somebody. And I'm thinking, if I get somebody, that's increasing business. That's somebody else can do that for me. So I found me a great assistant. She is amazing. She is the light of my business. I appreciate her. And she has been amazing. And the thing that I love about her was she knew that I was really like a startup in business. So she was patient, and she's a business owner too. So not only is she like my assistant slash manager, but she's also kind of like my golf caddy. Like, you know, you got to have people around you that can help you when those times get crazy. Like, if you need advice, I can call her at any time. Be like, you know, what do you think about this? And like I said, she's like my golf caddy. She always plays back for me. So that's important. Make sure you get a good quality team and not just anybody, because cheaper is not always better in the realm.
It's not. And you know, sometimes you have to go through three or four folks before you get that right one. I always tell people, just don't waste too much time.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like someone's not a fit for your business or your company, you know, kind of, you know, move. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think is it move forward quick, because you don't have a lot of time to allow someone to try to be a fit. They may, and it could be nothing negative on that person's behalf. They just aren't.
They're not meeting the needs of your business at that time.
Exactly. So they're just not a fit. I want to talk about how you guys can. I want to talk about how you guys can reach Brandy and Pamper Us Mobile. So if you can tell us, Brandy, how folks can reach your company to request these holiday massages and so forth, that would be awesome.
Yes, you can reach us on Facebook at Pamper Us Mobile Massage Service. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. If you're interested in kind of seeing how services work and what our services look like, we also have a YouTube page, Pamper Us Mobile Massage Service. So you can find us on YouTube. Check out some of our videos. You can see a little bit of what we different level as well as a residential level. So you can also give us a call at 704-323-6282. Or you can check out our website at www.pamperusmms.com and shoot us an email. And as promised, we will contact you within 24 hours about your service.
Nice. All right, guys. Brandy Fox with Pamper Us Mobile Salon. Thank you again, Brandy, for joining us in the studio today. We appreciate you here at Motivate My Life Radio. And, guys, you have a great rest of the week on purpose. Thank you.